You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win was 13-5, now 3-1. And Christian Benteke to score and Palace to win was 9-2. That's been enhanced to 6-1. Tony Pulis versus Sam Allardyce here at the Hawthorns. I was thinking, Derek, I can't remember Pulis leaving Crystal Palace. Managed 26 Premier League games for Palace between 2013 and 2014. Actually won 11 of 26, which was an incredible record at Palace. I had to look at what happened, and he had that bust up with Steve Parrish before leaving. Yeah. I can't remember him being there.
Yeah, there was a lot of ill feeling after he left, wasn't there? You know, didn't he say he was staying or something, and the next day walked out? And there was some bad feeling. I can't remember exactly what it was. But yeah, Allardyce against Pulis, it's not for the purest, is it? In fact, he banned low-flying aircraft around the West Midlands area, because we know what's going to happen. Actually, it's a bit unfair to West Brom, that, because they played with abandon this season, yeah, unbelievably, for the Tony Pulis side. And, you know, I look at this picture, and I know how bad Palace are. I'm not getting fooled by their win against Middlesbrough last week, because Middlesbrough can lose to anybody. But they're a poor side, Palace, right now. I don't think Allardyce has got anything right since he's gone there. And West Brom should not be odds against here. You know, I look at a picture further down the list. Swansea are home to Burnley, and Swansea are odds on. And yet West Brom are odds against to beat Palace. Doesn't make sense, that, in my eyes. West Brom will win this, and I think they're a great bet at those odds.
West Brom 6-5, the selection for Derek. I keep mentioning Salomon Rondon, Tom. It's been a hell of a long time since he scored a goal. He's gone 11 without scoring now, Salomon Rondon. This is the week he gets on the score sheet, I think. And another man worth looking at, Gareth McCall, is having an incredible season. 6 goals he's scored for West Brom this season. 11-2 he is to score any time here, Tom.
Well, it's probably time to get on Rondon, isn't it? He score like 2 or 3 goals every 14 games or something. But he's continually there, because he is still a big threat for West Brom. But a West Brom side that are playing really well, I can't disagree with what Derek's saying. I think West Brom are cracking value here. You know, especially when you look at their recent sort of home results, Hull, Sunderland, Stoke and Bournemouth. You know, mixture of scorelines there, but they've pretty much been disposed of without major worries. I mean, it's not like you're looking at any of those games and there were dramatic last-minute scrambled winners, and, you know, they... Maybe the Stoke one was maybe the luckiest one, but they're getting the job done at home. And you've got to really fear for Crystal Palace, because you're looking at their games that are coming up. They've got Chelsea, Southampton, Liverpool, City, and Manchester United all you know, coming up in the next few weeks away from home. So they're in real trouble, because they ain't going to pick up many points away from home, you know, throughout that run of fixtures. And just West Brom are too strong. I mean, you know, when I'm looking at this one, I can't see anything other than the West Brom win, and I think the price is decent enough at 6-5. Mm. But I think if they get on top early and they can get an early goal, particularly set pieces, I mean, that's where in theory Palace should have improved under Sam Allardyce, but they haven't necessarily. And people like Gareth McCauley, you know, and they still are a set piece side, Tony Pulis. They're still a team that will score a fair proportion of goals from those situations. So I think if they get an early goal, West Brom, don't see much in that Palace side that, you know, still suggests they've kind of got the strength to sort of come back from that. So I think minus a goal is decent at 16-5, but I think the best bet is pure and simple West Brom to win.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.